This is Denny Elliott and Dean Ritz for Ethically Speaking.
There's the old adage that might makes right, but what does might consist of? Because we're living in a time of overt violent conflict for this nation, it's all the more important to consider the possibilities of nonviolent activism.
The 20th century, while the bloodiest century in recorded human history, also provides us with the greatest examples of how nonviolence can liberate a country from dictatorship and can make right that which was wrong.
Example, the bus boycott in Montgomery, Alabama. It ended segregation on their public transportation system and fueled the civil rights movement throughout this nation.
The Solidarity Movement of Poland succeeded in overthrowing that nation's dictatorship. Nonviolent revolutions took place in countries like the Philippines, South Africa, and India.
Forms of nonviolent activism include boycotts of elections and businesses, strikes, civil disobedience, public speeches, creating alternative institutions to subvert entrenched ones. The possibilities are as wide as a people's imagination, but the principles are few.
First and foremost, nonviolence is a commitment to forego the physical harm of another human. And in movements to overthrow illegitimate authorities like dictators, the principles are two. First, make yourselves ungovernable. And second, remove all support in their claims to legitimacy.
This isn't easy, of course, but patience has proven to be successful in liberating literally more than a billion human beings in the 20th century, and at the price of far less blood and misery than overt war.
Visit our website at ethicallyspeaking.org for links to resources on the theory and history of nonviolent movements.
Ethically Speaking is co-produced by the University of Montana and the University of South Florida, St. Petersburg. Support from the Montana Committee for the Humanities and the Metropolitan Water District of Southern California.